George Fries, Eugene Vent, and Kevin Pease are spending their first day out of prison today in 18 years. They were released yesterday in Fairbanks after the court approved a settlement in the case of the murder of 15-year-old John Hartman. The other member of the Fairbanks Four was Marvin Roberts, who was paroled earlier this year. The outcome is a big win for the Alaska Innocence Project. Executive Director Bill Oberle spent the last 6 years trying to free the men. He describes the scene yesterday, right after the judge left the courtroom.
When the judge walked off the bench, there was sort of a moment of silence, and just, I think, it was sinking in, and then the whole place exploded, and cheers and tears and hugs, and that lasted through to the gathering at the tribal hall in Fairbanks, which I left 10:30 or 11, and it was still going strong.
What is included in the settlement? There's been some confusion about whether the men are maintaining their innocence.
There should be no confusion about that. They are, have been, and will always maintain their innocence because they are innocent. The parties agreed, and the court signed off, that there was new evidence not presented in court in their trials that, in the interests of justice, demanded new trials. So they're convictions were vacated, which took it back to the pretrial stage, and then the state dismissed their indictments. So that means they have no convictions. They stand convicted of no crimes. When they fill out an application, if it says if you've been convicted of a felony, they can check no. And they got out yesterday. So from the four young men's point of view, that's what we went in looking for when we first filed in 2013. That's what we got.
The Attorney General, the State Attorney General, says this is not an exoneration. What does he mean by that, and how much does that matter to you or to the young men, the Fairbanks Four?
Well, what he means by that, you're going to have to ask the Attorney General, because they are free and they have no record. And if that's not an exoneration, I'm not sure what is. So under my definition, and I think under the dictionary definition, this is an exoneration. And that, you know, that means a lot to the boys. They would not have resolved this if they had to maintain convictions. Their two requirements were, we want our names cleared and we want to get out. And anything less than that, they would not have taken.
As part of the agreement, the four men cannot sue the state for compensation for being incarcerated. Is it unusual to give up that ability to sue for compensation from the state?
To be honest, Lori, I don't know. I know that in other jurisdictions, exonerations, there are other terms. You know, it's a negotiation. It's not something that the young men wanted to give up, but it was something that the state required. If they wanted to get out now, as opposed to wait for the judge's decision, and they did not want to spend more time in prison.
Bill, after spending 18 years in prison, the road ahead won't be easy for the four men. Based on other Innocence Project work around the country, what do we know about how difficult it is to rejoin society after so many years in prison?
Well, Lori, I think it is individual dependent. The examples of people who have been exonerated in other states kind of runs the gambit. But in every case, it's difficult. From my understanding, is there is a honeymoon period where things keep getting better and better, and then there is a time where they crash. These young men have a whole community, a whole state that is ready to support them. So I'm hoping the inevitable crash, when it comes, will mean the people who were around him step up and help him. You know, they walked out of prison with nothing. Things that they had collected in prison, you know, a television, books, things like that, they gave away. They left it at the facility, and they left only with their paperwork and nothing else. They didn't have a toothbrush. And I'm not sure if they even got one last night. That was one of the things people realized late in the evening. We haven't got them a toothbrush yet.
Bill Oberle is executive director of the Alaska Innocence Project.